Okay, so today is Chaf Beis Shvat. Chaf Beis Shvat is the earth site of the Kutzker Rebbe, the Menachem Mendel of Kutzk. I'll talk a little bit about it in the shir today. But I'm one of the leading and most influential Hasidic Rabbanim. Josh is not going to be in the shir today. He basically produced four branches. He didn't produce four branches, but produced three branches of Hasidus and one he was part of. The Gera Hasidus comes from Kutzk. The Ishbitzah Hasidus comes from Kutzk. The Sachachava Hasidus comes from Kutzk. And, of course, he was from the Peshischa. The Rebbe was the Admiral Peshischa. We're talking today a little bit about the Kutzke Rebbe. So it was a major, major shift in Hasidus. We'll talk about it more elaborately in Shir today. Changed a lot about Hasidus, but he was known for very, very insightful, sometimes even counterintuitive ideas. Very psychological, what I'm looking for. Cutting towards the truth that isn't obvious through cliches and through stereotypical statements. Saying things that sound a little different, but when you listen to them, they reveal truths that you were previously unaware of. Very, very interesting personality. At the end of his life, 20 last years of his life, he stayed in his room, accepting the visitors. Even when he was functioning, Rebbe said he had a lot of Hasidim, even when he was in his room. But it wasn't the typical Hasidic Rebbe who embraced people. You know, I just want to share a few of his most famous sayings. These are some of the most famous sayings in the name of the Kutzker Rebbe. He didn't write much, so a lot of the people have to collect his sayings. Hard to know what's authoritative, what's non-authoritative. There have been several svarim that were published after his death. It's really hard to know what is, what isn't. Some of his most famous statements, and Rav Amital would quote him a lot, as many people quote the Kutzker Rebbe. Number one is in Sefer Devarim, when Har Sinai is described, not described in Parshas Yisro Mishpatim, Hashem tells Moshe, you stay with me, Ata Pari Modim Adi, you stay with me at Har Sinai, but tell the rest of the people, Shuvu Lachem Li'ol Lachem, go back to your tents. That sounds like a very descriptive statement, go back to your homes. The Kutzker Rebbe says, it's no great accomplishment to be from at Har Sinai. The challenge is what happens when you go to your homes. That's the real test. Right, Kolot Uvrakim, Nisim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the real test of religious health. The real test of religious health is Shuvu Lechem, Le'ol Lechem. What happens when you return home? Are you able to maintain all those values and ideas and mitzvos that you saw at Har Sinai? It's a very famous statement of the Kutzker Rebbe. Another famous statement of the Kutzker Rebbe. Rav Amital quoted this a lot. V'anshei Kodesh Tiyurli. So the beginning of Kedoshim begins with Kedoshim to you, Ki Kedoshim Yeshem Elokecha. And Kedoshim at its root means to be separate, separate yourself from Olam Hazeh, according to Rashi from Nashim, according to the Ramban from general types of this world. But Ki Kedoshim Yeshem Elokecha, you'd think you have to completely divorce yourself from your physical nature. So that is balanced by the Pasuk Anshei Kodesh Tiyumli. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want Malachim, he wants Anashim. You have to be Kadosh, but you have to be Kadosh within your identity as an ish, rather than trying to aspire to be a malach. Another famous statement, Bishalach, the people came to Mara, and they couldn't drink the water, ki marimheim. So we call this in English a dangling modifier. What was bitter, the water, or as the Kutzker Rebbe says, the people? Everything in life is bitter or sweet, depending on what you make of it. So water can be bitter, but if your disposition is optimistic and positive, so the water will taste less bitter. So they came to Mara and they couldn't drink the water, ki marimhein, because not the water was bitter, they were bitter. Lo yivacha el zar. So the simple reading of the pasuk is you shouldn't have a foreign god. But what is the Torah write? Lo yivacha. It should be lo yivacha, like this week's parsha, Yisrael, lo yivacha Elohim acherim al panai. What is the meaning of lo yivacha el zar? So the Kutzker Rebbe used to say, it's not just about foreign idols, but about turning Hashem into a foreign entity. Hashem shouldn't be foreign to you. You should be close to Hashem. Some people, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to follow mitzvos, but they don't want Hashem to be an intimate part of their lives. They'd rather be distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's too much pressure. They don't want that religious intimacy because it's too challenging. So Hashem is telling them, lo yeh becha el zar. You shouldn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a foreigner or someone alien within you. So the Kutzker Rebbe had a lot of very interesting counterintuitive ideas that you want said, for example, once, just to show you how powerful his counterintuition was, see if I could find the actual quote. This is a paper called Emes Vemuna, published about 70 years ago. It has some of his quotes, at least reports of some of his quotes. It's hard to know what is and isn't authentic. I can't really find it now. I'll just quote it to you by heart. But it basically says, we think that people that make decisions quickly, there's reason. And people that take a long time to make decisions, they're lazy. This is not true. People that take a long time to make decisions, there is reason intellectually, because they want to think about all the sides and want to consider all the options. Whereas people that make quick decisions and take action quickly, they're lazy, because they don't want to subject themselves to the process of thinking and deliberating. So, for example, Rav Chanan, I saw this in his experience, would never make a quick decision. Not because he was a lazy person. He was the most vigorous and assertive person, not in terms of assertiveness and aggression, but in terms of rizus, that I ever met. But he wanted to consider all options. So you see someone that makes quick decisions, you think he's a zaris. Tetzker Rebbe said, that person may not be a zaris, he may be a lazy person who doesn't want to spend the time thinking about all the options and being deliberate in his decisions. Today's Chaf Beis Shvat, the yahrzeit of the Tetzker Rebbe. Talk about his biography and his impact on Hasidus a little bit before you. Okay? Good day, everyone.